Emily, what stands out to you about today's hearing?
Well, first of all, Sundar Pichai kept his cool. He wasn't drawn into any arguments, and there were some lawmakers who were pretty, visibly upset about, potentially what they see as anti-conservative bias. I would say the headline is that the CEO of Google did not commit to not launching a search engine, a censored search engine in China. It sounds like that effort is still underway. He repeated several times that they are not planning to launch search in China at this time, but also wouldn't commit to not or never launching a search engine in China. That is one of the hot button issues, given that it would have to be a censored search engine. That's the only way that the Chinese government would allow it to operate. At one point, he revealed that the internal plans, the internal efforts to explore launching a search engine in China had 100 employees. So this wasn't some, a couple of people working in a corner exploring what this might look like. This was 100 different employees at one point, building out a prototype for what a search engine could look like in China.
All right. And the hearing started out with Republicans calling him out for what they think is a bias on Google.
Absolutely. And that came up several times. Several Republicans brought up various specific circumstances, specific studies, specific lists of search results, where they pointed out that they believe this shows evidence of anti-conservative bias. Pichai, as I mentioned, kept his cool and each time talked about how, Google doesn't work, with humans behind the scenes sort of manipulating the list of the results. It's a much more platform-wide effort that is based on, millions of pieces of data and data points, and that's how search results are delivered. That said, this is a company that is going to continue to have to deal with the perception of bias. It is, quite obviously a more left-leaning workforce. You have one of the founders of the company, Sergey Brin, on video talking about how he was deeply offended by the election of Donald Trump. So, despite how the platform works, it's something that Google is going to continue to have to contend with, because historically, Google does employ a more liberal workforce.